Test. Hey, how's everyone doing? This is Melvin here, and in today's session, I want to talk to you about this whole issue where, you know, you start doing something and what used to work like 6 months ago isn't working as well anymore. So the question is, you know, what's wrong with it? And naturally, I think for most of us, what we would do is we will go out there and look for more tactics. However, the truth is, what you need is not more tactics. What you need is more strategies. What you actually need is the following. Now, let me back it up a little bit and just go back to something that I like to talk about when I'm doing consulting. And whenever I'm doing consulting, you know, when you walked into organization A, organization A is different from organization B, and B is different from C, and so on and so forth, right? So to say that, you know, what worked for one organization is work for the rest of the organization, at best, you are just trying to throw smoke. At worst, you are nothing but just, you know, I'll just be lying to my clients. So the truth is that, you know, there's just so many problems in the world. However, the tactics would differ. So with that, I need to, when I go into the organization, one of the things that I always bring in with me is this idea called a framework. Now, what exactly is a framework? A framework, essentially, it provides you with a structure to think about certain things. So, for example, what is the framework for becoming, you know, what is the framework for getting known on social media, for example? Well, it turns out there is a framework. Or if you talked about what is the framework for being able to teach online and get people to really to be able to benefit from it, well, it turns out there is a framework. So the thing is, what we need to do is we need to think about what exactly is that framework, right? Because if we haven't figured out what a framework is, then, you know, we will be talking about tactics that work for this company. And arguably, the client in that company that you are servicing is going to say, but yeah, but it worked for them. It doesn't mean it will work for me. And that's the truth. So we will start off with a framework. So a framework, like say, it's a structure to help you think about things. And so when you come back down to this core idea about framework, there are actually three things that we talked about. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but essentially the three things that we talked about is what are the set of beliefs, what are the core principles, and then what are the strategies. Okay, so when you think about a framework, there are these three things in place: the belief, the principles behind it, and then the strategies. So once you have that, you would then be able to articulate and to be able to identify what are the tactics, because the strategies will guide the tactics. So first thing first, you need to have a framework. Now, once you have a framework, then you will be able to think about what is the core idea behind this whole process itself. So let's bring it back to our context here, right? So in our context here, what we are talking about is this idea about how do we build a library of digital assets that people can consume independently of us, and that digital asset is going to help us do a few things. One, it's going to help us brand ourselves. Secondly, it's going to help us in terms of marketing. And of course, thirdly, it should help us in terms of sales. So the three things that your digital assets should help you are basically branding, marketing, and sales. So when you think about the context of digital assets, what is the framework behind the digital assets, and how do you create digital assets that, how do you create content that becomes digital asset. I think that is the main thing. So to create content that will turn out to become digital assets, there are a few things that we want to ask ourselves. So one first thing that we want to ask ourselves is, what is the framework behind that? All right, and with that, what are the core principles? What are the beliefs? What are the strategies? So I would start with the belief at the outset for this whole framework of creating digital assets. The belief essentially comes down to this. What's in it for me? Now, at the end of the day, you can create all the content you want, but until and unless this content is going to be able to help someone, whether it's to help them solve the problem of that they are bored, or to help them solve a particular problem, right? So as long as you're able to get that right, this is something that you can. So that is the premise of it. That's the belief. So when we think about the framework for creating content that can become digital assets, the first thing is, what is the belief? So the belief essentially is, what's in it for me? As long as we are able to create content and make sure that we hold on to this belief that whatever we put out there, it's going to do something for the people who are going to consume the content. That it's the first thing that we must be able to fulfill. So that will be the belief. Now, then the next step is, what are the principles behind that? Now, the principles behind that essentially comes down to this. When we talked about principles, we are saying that, what are the rules that will guide us, right? So the rules that will guide us basically would start off with, what is it that you know? What is your core expertise? What is your talent? What is your experience? What's your wisdom? What exactly are you proficient in that you can help other people? So that would be the first thing, the first principle. The second principle is, now, that talent that you have, is it able to solve a problem of the people that you want to reach? Because you may have, you know, I may be very, very talented in a particular area, but that doesn't mean that this thing that I put out is going to be able to help people solve their problem. So that is something that you have to ask yourself. You know, is this talent that you have able to help people solve their problem? And then, of course, the third principle is, at the end of the day, if you know what you're proficient in, you are able to solve a problem. The third thing in the business context is, are there sufficient number of people who are willing and able to pay you to solve that problem, right? So are there sufficient number of people who are able and willing to pay you to solve that problem? So those are the three principles. So once we have those principles addressed and we say that, okay, we can tick off all these principles, then we can talk about the strategies and the tactics. And so what I want to say here is that many a times when we run into a situation that, oh, this tactic worked 6 months ago, but now it doesn't work as well anymore. Let's do more. Let's look for more tactics. What you want to do is not more tactics. What you want to do is to go back to the fundamentals, to go back to the principles, and to go back to the belief and ask yourself, what is this thing that we believe about what we're trying to achieve here in the first place? So in our context, when we're talking about creating content that will become a digital asset, the belief is that that content must be able to help someone. That is the belief. That is the core belief. If we do not believe that our content is able to help someone, then you can throw that out the window. You are just creating content. And then once you have satisfied that, yes, my content is going to help someone, then the next step is to look at the principles. And the principles are spelled out as follows. First, what are you good at, right? What are you proficient in? So what are you proficient in? What are you good at? What are your expertise? What are your experience? And then the next step is then to say that, well, the thing that you're proficient at, is it able to help people solve that problem? And once you're able to satisfy that, then the next step in the business context truly is, are there sufficient people who are willing and able to pay you to solve that problem? So once you have satisfied all that and you have identified all the principles, then you can start talking about the strategies and the tactics. So I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. I will talk about what is the strategy and what is the tactic after you have identified the belief and also the principles. So in case you're wondering what's happening now, if you're dropping by the first time, right now what I'm doing is I am creating a piece of content every day using live streaming. And why am I doing live streaming in addition to the videos that I make on LinkedIn? The answer is very simple. I believe that the future is in live streaming. Well, if you go back in 2017, they said 2018 is going to be the year of live stream. In 2019, you know, we say that 2019 is going to be a year of live streaming. I believe that live streaming is the future. And it's, I believe it's not a matter of if, but when live streaming is going to come to LinkedIn. So having built an audience and having built a community and having built my presence on LinkedIn, what I want to be able to do is when LinkedIn turned on the live streaming function for its video, I want to be ready and I want to be ready to be able to crush it. And so the only way that I can be ready and to crush it is if I have sufficient practice in conducting live videos. So doing a live video is very different from doing a recorded video, because the thing is with live video, it's impromptu and you are literally, you know, this is what you see is what you get. There is no edit whatsoever. And it's probably more demanding and more difficult, at least for some people, or at least for me, than to do a recorded video. So doing a recorded video, I think it's way easier, at least for me, than doing a live video. And so what I want to do is I want to be able to put myself up to this task and to be able to do live streaming. And so that when LinkedIn turn on the live streaming function, I am ready for it. So that's number one. Number two is I have noticed that on the platform like Facebook, like even Instagram, even on YouTube, what I've noticed is that the organic reach seems to be dropping, at least on Facebook, right? So the only way to kind of counter that is I found that live streaming allows Facebook to put my video in front of other people more so than if it's just a recorded video and I just upload that. So comparing between these two, the live stream works better because it's more engaging. People stay on the platform, da 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 da. So as a result of that, that's what's happening. Now, what I want to do is I want to go into what I call a baby biz mode. And essentially what I want to do is to be able to put myself out there on the different platforms, and so that people would be able to go into the different platforms and to be able to consume the content that I put up. At the same time, I'm also doing this as a way to create digital assets. So I got to eat my own dog food, right? So I'm also creating digital assets, and I want these digital assets to stay on the platforms and to be able to, later on, I want to be able to benefit from it. So that is partly also the reason why I'm doing it. Now, the third reason I'm doing this is because I'm going to be conducting a webinar. And this webinar is where I'm going to go a deeper dive into creating digital assets. And so there are three pillars of creating digital assets. The first pillar is about the strategy of creating digital assets, right? That's the first pillar. The second pillar is about how to create digital assets. And then the third pillar is essentially how to leverage and to monetize those digital assets that you've created. So those are the things that I will be going deeper into in the webinar. So for those of you who are interested in the webinar, I would strongly encourage you to sign up. And so right now, the best way for you to sign up is to leave me a comment. If you are on YouTube, leave me a comment on YouTube. If you are on Facebook, leave me a comment on Facebook. So what I'd like you to do is to leave me a comment and to write in the comment, create digital assets, all right? So I want you to put in create digital assets. And what's going to happen is I will then reach out to you, my team, or I will reach out to you and we'll give you the details when I do this webinar itself. So I haven't had a date fixed, but likely it's going to be the third week of January. That's when I'm going to do the webinar and I'm going to take you into a deeper dive of how to create digital assets. So if that's what you want to find out, because you know, you do not just want to put up content, but you want to create a content that you know it's going to be a digital asset. It's going to be an asset for your business that's going to help you in terms of branding, marketing, and sales. That's something that you want to sign up for. If not, that's fine, right? And if you know of anybody who definitely can benefit and will be interested in this, make sure you let them know. And with that, thank you so much for watching, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.